Well, you know, I got to tell you, with all these extra people in the studio, I just got to reach out and say hello to some of them. A couple of them in particular here, the young set, and they've been in the studio here with for a while. We've been talking about them. Now, I've only seen your photos because of the screensaver on your mom's, your grandma's computer. Now, this is, Sue, this is Jackie's children, right? And you guys have to introduce yourself because I see your pictures, but I don't know your names, but I've seen your pictures for a long time now. So you are you the oldest?
Yes, I'm the oldest. Wow. My name is Grace, and I'm 14 years old.
Grace is 14. Wow, Jackie's got a 14-year-old. Terrific. Grace, wonderful to meet you. Yes, and I've seen you at all different stages, too, because she gets the pictures of when you're growing up. And your name?
My name is Liam, and I'm 12.
Liam is 12. Terrific. Well, Greg and Sue are in the studio here. Terry and Carol are here, and we're excited because today we're going to have a chance to wish a happy birthday. Kind of a special happy birthday, right, Terry?
Yes, it is.
Wow, amazing.
Mabel, we should probably get her in here pretty soon, huh?
She's in the other room visiting with people, visiting, as would be normal, right?
And, yeah. Mabel turned on December 22nd? Really?
Yes.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Here, and Jerry comes in the
Are you guys
door,
positive?
Too.
Okay. Yes, December 22nd.
So the Stewart family is here.
And Mabel turned 100 years of age today. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Does she? We'll ask her what time of the day she was born. She probably knows.
That could be. Come on in, Mabel Louise. She's coming in here. And yeah, we have a number of microphones here, so you can take your pick. Yes. And yes.
Okay.
Rod and Lil Larson are here. It's so terrific to have people come.
Have a chair.
And all wishing a happy birthday here today. I don't even have the happy birthday song, but I guess we have many, many other ways to do that today, I guess. And mostly the music is going to be the voices of people that are calling say happy birthday.
Greg here. Happy birthday to my mom today. Yes. Today's the actual birthday.
So indeed.
You want it lower?
That's all right. You're fine.
She's used to adjusting it, so very good. Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
So the question I have for you, what time of the day were you born? You remember?
Oh, I have no idea.
She was there.
You never asked that.
But hi, everybody out there. You just put me on and asked me a question.
Sure, I did.
Yes, just nail you right
away. I just want to say hi to everybody. After all, I've been gone a while.
It has
And I'm so glad to be here today on my birthday.
Your other son is here too.
Thank you for allowing me, Pat. Gary, that's
indeed.
Nice of you.
Want to say hi?
Come on over to this mic here, Gary.
What a treat. We're putting all of the three boys. You guys have a trio for us here? We Three Kings or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's Merle. He's old, and I'm Frankenstein.
Oh, there it is.
Happy birthday, Mom. Mm-hmm. But I do have a question. As far as that, you know, my mom has a lot of Southern expressions.
Yes.
And you've heard some of those, I'm sure, and could quote a few of them. But my mom always said to us when we have struggles in life, she says, 100 years from now, you won't know the difference.
Yeah.
So now I have a question for you, Mom. Now that you're 100 years of age, now do you know the difference?
No. Nothing's changed.
So you can't use that phrase anymore.
I guess I can't. Who would have thought, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. I had no idea I would ever live this long. But you know what? I'm so thankful. Jesus is so good, and he's been especially good to me. I have a wonderful family and so many friends, and just life has been wonderful. Mm-hmm. Only thing I have a request is give me one more soul. Mm-hmm. That's all I ask. Please, Lord, before I go to heaven, let me have the joy of leading someone to Jesus. Maybe you can call in today and say, I want Jesus in my heart. Well, listen, I'd meet you here any day and show you the scriptures and lead you to Jesus. That would be the best Christmas I ever had.
Indeed.
Okay?
All right. Let's see that happen. Yeah. And, you know, that's not just something that you just have come up with. I mean, that is something I've been listening through the archives back to the very first programs of At Home with Mabel Louise. And even before that, I have recordings from back in the 1950s.
Really?
Where you're at other Christian radio outreaches. Before you even had a station of your own that you started, you were on other stations with Warren in Iowa, Estherville, Iowa. I have some recording from that.
Exactly.
And in Madison, Wisconsin. And so it's, I mean, it's,
and I was
it's
on
in your bloodstream,
the radio in Missouri, too, in my hometown, my home
you did.
Area.
No, this I didn't know. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. Wow.
So do you have a cut that you pulled up?
Oh, I have. I have a bunch of things here. I don't even know how to exactly grab them. Here's one of them. This is kind of, now I have the earliest memories of the station. Somebody made a cassette recording of the, like, the 20th day into our broadcasting, and I've got a part of that. It's Warren coming on with Mabel Louise, and he's talking about all of you, his children, and that's
our lives were an open book. I always said everything was about our band concerts and sports events and all of that. So
he also talks about a smoke alarm and how that was so helpful because Mabel Louise burned a roast or something. He's I don't, and then his face turns red. You can almost see it through the microphone, and he realizes. Maybe that didn't come across well. He was kind of famous for things like that, just speaking very extemporaneously, and just things would come out. It's so fun. You're a little more guarded in how you present things like that, okay. Mabel Louise, but we might have a time to do that, but this is the one I want to bring up here, and this was having to do with the Faith Time broadcast. I'm going to have to find out exactly where to bring that up, and check this
for
out here.
Wednesday, December 24th.
This is the slate from Warren here starting the program.
Hello there. This is Warren Stewart, and I'll bet you're getting all ready for tomorrow. This is Faith Time. My, it's nice to see you today, and I'm glad that you could be around with us on this day just before Christmas, on this Christmas Eve day. And I'll bet you're busy as a little beaver, aren't you? I'm glad that I have this opportunity of just slowing you down a bit this morning and having a little chat. And I hope that you will be with us tomorrow because we're going to have a very extra special day. You see, we'll be coming to you from the Stewart home right here in the city of Madison. And we'd like to have this chance to say hello from our home to your home. In fact, right now I'd like to have a little commercial from some of the stewards. First of all, let's let Mommy say a commercial.
Hello there. Will you listen tomorrow? We'll be with you.
Hello there.
My name is
Gregory, and I'm going to be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. My name is?
My name is Polly. I hope you listen on the radio.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My name is Jerry. I hope you have listen on the radio tomorrow.
All right. What do we want them to listen to?
Faith Time.
All right. We want you to listen to Faith Time tomorrow.
And on it goes. He gets involved in the program then. And so it's just fun to hear your voices. And Gary, I don't think 1958?
1960. Yeah. So I was.
You were a gleam in the eyes at that point still.
That's right.
Not quite there yet. Well, let's see if we can find a caller. We're doing call-ins today, and I'm going to hopefully grab the right one here. I think this is the correct one. Now I'm trying to remember how you do this. You press it one time or two times? I'm not sure. Hey, are you with us, Greg? No. Now I'm getting a dial tone, so I'm not really sure who I'm supposed to be grabbing on. Which line am I going for here? Yeah, that one, I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure how to press it a second time. That's just, I'm hearing a dial tone or something there. So we're trying to bring callers on. Where's the engineer? Uh-oh. Terrific. Okay, we've got other callers and stuff, but maybe that call got dropped or something? Well, I'm sorry about that. I think it was Greg Smith trying to call us. And normally he would be pretty close by here, but he's in North Carolina now,
yes,
Greg and Kathy.
Are.
And so, yeah, and now we're getting another call. Maybe we can grab it from there. Hello, Greg?
Yes, it's me.
Okay, we got, yeah.
Hi, Greg. Nice to hear your voice.
Great to hear your voice, Louise. I just couldn't wait to call a century woman.
I know. I can't believe it either. The Lord's been so good. Yes.
He has been. And Kathy is here with me. And we just really wanted to call you, Mabel Louise, and wish you a happy birthday. And just to let you know the impact that you made in our lives.
Oh,
so when
well,
I came
to God
to work
be
for
the
you,
glory. We'll give him all the credit.
Yeah. When I came to work for you a long time ago, back in the 80s, you took a chance on me. And well, you and Warren discipled me and really just embraced me and treated me like one of your kids. And I grew in the Lord while I was working with you there at the radio station. And it just is, God put you in my life. And forever I'll be grateful for that.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, if I did anything, I'm just so excited that I was able, because you folks have been such a blessing, and your children, too. So God bless you. Well, are you happy where you're living?
We're happy. We're happy, Mabel Louise, and God is using us right where we are.
Mm. Wonderful. That's what counts.
Well, that's great.
God bless
Greg.
You. Yes. Well, thanks for calling in. I so appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you, Greg. What a blessing.
We love you. Yep. Love right. you.
Love you,
guys.
Too.
Indeed. Well, Greg Smith was one of our first sales managers here for a lot of years, and that's such an important part of the promotion of what happens at the station. And
right.
he was, yeah. And then he continued on after, just has it in his blood kind of again here for radio and stuff. So on the board of directors for Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated for a lot of years as well. Greg and Kathy both are. Yeah, they've been real cheerleaders for the station. It's been terrific.
Wonderful.
Let's see if we can take another call here and bring somebody on the air. Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elise. Happy birthday to you.
We love you.
We love you.
And that's John Fields, right?
Yes, it is. Oh. And his wife, Debbie.
And your wife, Debbie. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. And it is a happy day for me to hear from listeners and from some of our staff
that's
that have
so
been
beautiful.
Gone for a while.
Wow. Thank you so much. All right. Let's take another caller on the air. Hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chippewa.
Chippewa. Yeah. And you're calling for Mabel Louise today?
Yes, I am.
Well, you're right on with her, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And who am I talking to?
Jan.
Jan Volk.
Jan Volk.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Jan, it's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. My goodness, you made it to 100.
And that's what I say, too.
The Lord is so wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And
thank
you
for calling. That was so thoughtful of you.
Well, you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and same to you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
And another caller. Hello, you're with Mabel Louise.
Hello, good morning. This is Roger and Debbie Outdoor.
My goodness.
Hi, Deb.
Yep. Some more of our staff calling. It's so good to hear your voice. How
happy
is everything going with you two?
We are fine, and we just wanted to say happy birthday. We love you, Mom. You have been such an inspiration and an example in our lives. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things we could say, but to sum it up, we just love you, and thank you for being the example of Christ in the flesh here on earth.
Thank you. Just and you years. Folks are so precious. And by the way, I want the audience to know, the listeners, that you folks are missionaries in Mexico.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you. And what years did you work here at the station?
We were there in the late 80s through the mid 90s.
Okay.
I think it was 88 or 87 through 94. And because of WWIB radio, we were able to get, it made an impact in our lives, and we were able to get called to the mission field.
Wonderful.
And, yes. And you actually came down and spoke to our students, our discipleship students, and it was amazing.
Oh, wow. That was such a blessing to my life that you invited me down, and I could be there with you and watch you work and serve the Lord.
Indeed. You know, with Roger and Deb here on our staff, both of them, they were part of just what the outreach has always been here, and that is reaching out to people in this community through the radio. But there was another way in which there was outreach happening here, and that was Roger going out and being part of, you know, raising advertising support and making partnerships with businesses in the area. And we have someone here who was part of that whole scenario. For a long time here, we had advertisements for Moldy's Archery and Tackle.
Yeah.
And the Hog Wobbler was a famous product, right? And Terry Moulton is here with us.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Mabel Weiss.
It's so precious.
It's a joy to be here. You know, Roger Adorf wanted to sell me advertising on a Christian radio station. I said, Roger, I don't know. I don't know how many of these macho hunters and fishermen are going to listen to a Christian radio station. Well, he was persistent. He kept coming back and coming back. And finally, one day he walked in the store and he said, Terry, how would you like to do your own show? And so I started that little show in 1988 called The Great Outdoors.
Outdoors, yep.
And it ran for 22 years, believe it or not.
And took me fishing for the first time.
Yes, absolutely. And that was one of the most.
I've never been fishing, and he said, I'll take you if you'll go. And I said, I'll go.
How harrowing was that, Terry?
That was one of the most enjoyable fishing trips I've ever had.
And
guess what? I caught a little bitty one.
She caught.
And I felt so bad because it hurt his mouth. We threw it back, of course.
That was so enjoyable. Mabel Louise and I think it was Mark Halverson's niece was with us, and neither one of them had ever been fishing.
Sure.
And Mabel caught this little bluegill, and she laid it on her lap, and I'll never forget it. She was just admiring God's creation,
the beautiful fish,
and we released it. And it was such a joyous moment of fishing for me, two people who had never been fishing and both caught fish. It was just wonderful.
Well, thank you, Mabel Louise, for making it possible for that to happen, and also for Roger to meet Terry. That all is just part of this downstream of this, if we can use the water metaphor.
Yeah.
And fishing was going on, wasn't it, Roger?
I tell you, God is good. God is in control. He has his plans for everybody. And I guess my favorite memory of Mabel Louise is down in Monterrey, Mexico, in our YWAM base, teaching about 20-some students how to love God. It's just, it was amazing to have her come.
Oh, tremendous.
And I also want to say that the So Complete quilts have been going on for, like, what, Carol, Terry, maybe 28, 29 years, I think.
Okay.
And it still continues to be a blessing to so many people.
Yes.
Still going on.
We had over 100. Yes.
Wow. Well, God bless you, dear ones, and have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah.
How can we not have when we know the Christ of Christmas?
Oh, well, I'm just thinking, Mabel Louise, this is your heart. I mean, you commissioned Roger to go out as a fisher of men, and he caught a fisherman.
Yeah.
How ironic
you know
is
what?
That?
That was the whole purpose of the radio station,
is that
we win people in the valley to Jesus.
Yes.
That it's not a religion, but it's Christ and salvation.
Yep. So,
amen. God is
so fun. Well, you just make it fun is the other part of it, too. So, terrific. Well, Roger and Deb, what a timely call. And certainly for Terry to walk in right at that moment as well.
That's awesome.
All the things that have happened
so
down through the years. Yep. Yep.
God is incredibly good, isn't it? I'm always amazed how he always puts Christians together at just the right time.
Oh, wow. Yes,
absolutely.
So,
first muskie with Terry.
I bet.
That's right. You got a little scared that one time, too, I think.
I figured there'd be a fishing story in here somewhere. Yes, a fish story. Very good. Wonderful. Well, thank you guys for calling from deep in the heart of Texas, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And other members of our staff, I think we have, is this, okay, that one dropped off for a second, but we had a call coming in. I don't know which line it is now. We're going to have to, yeah, which line was that going to be on? That was over here, maybe? Let's see if this is it. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Dave and Lori Stasek.
This is Dave and Lori.
And calling from Mabel Louise.
And you're calling from where?
Well, we're up in northern Minnesota today, Mabel Louise.
Oh, okay.
We just wanted to call and just thank you for loving Jesus and loving people. And I just want to tell you how thrilled we are to be part of the ministry at WWIB and appreciate your whole family.
Oh, thank you. That's your
heart. I know
you've worked so hard. And now
it's all for the Lord. We all know that.
A new church, mm-hmm. aren't you?
Yeah, we're involved in a church up here, but get to come down and see you guys every so often. But just want to thank you and let you know that, your love for Jesus has influenced our family so much, too. I heard Greg and mm-hmm. Kathy Smith call earlier and mm-hmm. others, Roger and Debbie, just so blessed to be part of the ministry there. So I'll get off the radio and
have a
big hug to you.
Christmas.
Yes. You too. Bless you. Okay.
Well,
bye now.
Yes. Thank you, Dave. Dave and Lori are still, with us in this, except for this storm. I think Dave was going to be probably down here at this time, but he kind of phones in some of his stuff here from where they live, which is in Hibbing, Minnesota.
Yeah, no, long
and
ways
with this storm,
there.
It's like, okay, don't worry about that. We'll have you come down another time. My goodness. But through the phone, we've been able to do this and get folks on with us. Yeah. What a treat. I have so many other well wishes from folks that called earlier this morning, and I'm going to share those with people as well. And we have a couple of other little fun recordings that will be hopefully have a chance, but most important and on top of the line here is we do want to invite you to call today. And so with your well wishes and just interact with Mabel Louise, would you at 715-723-2555. Or you can call 723-1037. We've got all the numbers all coming in here to the same place. And Dr. Jason Kanz is on with Mark every morning most every morning, I guess. And he had a special greeting here for you, Mabel Louise. Okay. I don't know if you had a chance to hear, but they're on pretty early. So let's try that one.
Mabel Louise, it's an astounding feat not only to reach 100, but to do so with such faithfulness. You're an encouragement and... she may not hear this, may hear it later, but it's amazing to see that.
And, Mark was bringing Jason on there, and Mark had a greeting, which I thought was very heartfelt and meaningful, and I want to share that as well. Mark is a host of our morning program here, and he starts right away in the 5 o'clock hour with you every morning.
Right.
And here's something he had, a special greeting for you, Mabel.
Well, what can we say? It's December 22nd. 2022, and 100 years ago today, our own dear beloved Mabel Louise Stewart was born, I want to say in Missouri. She's a Missouri gal from the Show Me State, and boy, has she shown us the way to receive and reflect God's love and to go into the world and spread the good news, right? A heart for souls, I know nobody, with a heart for people like her to share the good news.
That's Mark. Helva was with us this morning, and so he did that tribute on the air.
Thank
and
you, Mark.
Wanted to share
Bless
that again
you.
With you. Yes, indeed.
We're so happy to have you as part of our family here.
Wow.
And
yeah.
on staff.
Love it. Love it. Indeed. Yeah. Absolutely. We have more callers coming with us. Hello. You're with Mabel Louise.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Yvonne.
Yvonne. Bless you. My dear friend.
Yes, just wanted
how many,
to say.
How many years has it been, honey, since you accepted Christ?
Oh, it's been about 45 years.
Okay. And I led you to Christ on the telephone, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Uh-huh. And I just wanted to tell you what an impact you've made in my life and in my family's life, and wanted to wish you a very, very, very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, precious. I love you. You're so dear.
I love you, too. I love you, too.
And your family, Pat, she has a beautiful family.
Wonderful.
She had two daughters.
Yes.
And she led both of them to Jesus.
I love it. Yes.
And that's the way it should be. Lead someone, and then they lead their children.
Each one reach
their
one.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Each one win one.
That's right.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, bless you.
Happy birthday and Merry Christmas, and I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay. Mm.
Please call in today if you would and share that. Maybe it's a memory of impact on your life, you know, through something you might have heard from Mabel Louise. I have to acknowledge to you that I was raised in this odd way of 10 years old. My parents started listening to a new radio station that started in 1973, roughly. and every evening at 9 o'clock, they'd have a little radio hanging on the wall that they would turn on in their bedroom. And they would listen to At Home with Mabel Louise. And it was, actually, I have a little clip here of one of your very first programs on the air. And but this made an impact on them. They were not perfect people. They were not perfect parents, and they didn't raise perfect kids either. But they received a lot of wisdom and counsel and encouragement from you, Mabel Louise, and it poured into my life. And so I'm not going to even play that right now. I've got a bunch of different clips here that are so precious that go back to, some of them are from your program At Home with Mabel Louise. Some of them are from Warren's Wanderings in Brief, places where you were the focus of attention on that, and other places in our broadcast history as well. Just can't get to them all because we're going to try to take calls today. And, also have other greetings coming up here. We used to have a whole crew of people that would come in every month to help stuff envelopes and make sure all the mailing happened, and you kind of led that up, and we had people.
Wonderful group.
But wonderful volunteers.
Precious
people. So, yeah. And one of them was Jerome Jacobs from Knapp, and he had something to say this morning.
Hi, Mabel Louise. Happy 100th birthday. This is Jerome Jacobs from Knapp. And may it be a blessed, special time for you. You've just been a great and faithful service in our Lord's service. I was thinking yesterday that we all look forward to spending eternity with our Lord and Savior. And I also look forward to spending much time with you and Warren. May the Lord bless you each day. Love you, Mabel Louise. God bless you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Bye-bye. Isn't that great?
You know what? Mm. Heaven is going to be so precious because of having the radio listeners to talk to and visit. Mm. And, it's just going to be so terrific.
Oh. And I think we've almost always had a cake pan around here that
that's
said Jacobs
right.
on it that he
Jerome
needed to come and pick up.
Always baked the cake when he came to the station.
I hope that's part of the new heaven and the new earth, too. I'm sure Jerome will be busy with
and
that.
And he with a whole group of precious people, came every month and stuffed the envelopes. And we had a good time visiting and being together.
Wow. This is a great time, this hour, and I'm going to stop for just a second here to mention a couple of things that we have the commercial ad moment here to let you know about the weather. That is always on everybody's mind, but things are looking maybe a little bit less snowy than we were talking about, but that blowing snow is really going to be a factor. So we're going to have the forecast in just a couple of seconds. And today's items featured at Great Harvest Bread Company in Eau Claire, peppermint crunch cookies and cranberry orange bread. Wow. That fresh milled flour baked from scratch. That's the way to do it. You can stop in or order online. It's Great Harvest Bread Company on Southtown Place, just off Gulf Road in Eau Claire.
Tactical Escape 101, team building and joy-filled family connections through escape room fun. Let our guests tell you.
Thank you so much for your encouragement and letting us know how well we work together as a team.
Our guide made our experience perfect. I highly recommend this fun adventure.
We went for my teenage granddaughter's birthday. The girls loved it, and we escaped with 5 minutes to spare.
Tactical Escape 101, escape rooms and team building. Book now at tacticalescape101.com.
Need a gift for that creative sewer? Sew Complete has it. Everything from stocking stuffers to sewing machines in all ranges, plus fabric, thread, notions, books, and patterns. And if you can't decide, a gift certificate is the perfect choice. Hands-on lessons and service are included with the purchase of most machines. Sew Complete has the pattern for quality and service on South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
Have you enjoyed a Christmas light show yet this season? I have, and Have you enjoyed a Christmas light show yet this season? I have, and I suggest you do too. Hi, this is John from the all-new Courtesy Auto in Stanley. Nothing's more exciting than taking the family for a drive to look at the lights. Now, at Courtesy, we hope that drive is in a brand new Ford. But really, we want you to make this holiday season memorable, full of good food, great friends and family. Please take time to wish others happy holidays, and may God bless each and every one of you. Merry Christmas from the all-new Courtesy Auto in Stanley. See you soon.
Hey, we're checking in on that forecast real quick here. Chance of flurries this afternoon, mostly cloudy, cold, steady temperatures around 3 below zero, and wind chill values at maybe 24 below. Winds are strengthening now, as we predicted, after the snow coming in from the west, northwest, and northwest, gusting to 25 miles per hour today, up to 40 miles per hour tonight, and 45 mile per hour wind gusts on Friday and Friday night. That is a real concern because the trees are carrying a tremendous load of ice and snow right now. So there may be some downed power lines, and who knows exactly what's going to come of that. But just be cautious of that as you're out and driving and so forth, because those things could come down on the road. And that's as much of a factor as anything. We didn't get quite as much snow, but there's still all that heavy crust on top of all those branches. All those white pines are just so burdened down. Just know how they feel sometimes. Anyways, that's the forecast. Cold weather for the next couple of days, below zero readings. And then on the weekend, it's Christmas weekend. So Saturday is Christmas Eve. High temperature near 5. It'll be about 7 below, they say now, for Saturday night. And then Christmas Day, sunny and 6 above, jumping to 12 on Monday and 24 on Tuesday. I see a pattern there. It looks like we should see 48 degrees on Wednesday then, and which would be, I don't think it's going to happen, no. But I see everything doubling there from 6 to 12 to 24, 48. Oh, my. Then it would be 96 degrees the next day. That's going to happen. Not going to happen. But for a while there, we're going to double the temperatures every day through from Christmas Day through Wednesday of next week. And that's a nice trend. I think we can handle that, especially as it'll help us to get that salt to work on the roads finally. So snow showers continuing in the eastern half of Wisconsin. We want to say thanks to our sponsor of weather this hour. It's the Raven team at Century 21 Affiliated. You can find out what your home is worth in today's market.
Does shopping for real estate feel like trying to get the last TV on Black Friday? You search and search, and when you find the one property you really want, somebody else just grabs it first.
I got it! Hey!
So think ahead and have the Raven team at Century 21 Affiliated shop for you. They'll send you all the properties that fit what you're looking for. And then, when it's time to make an offer, you're on the inside track. Commercial, residential, even vacant or farmland. Contact the Raven team at Century 21 Affiliated. TheRavenTeam.com.
All right, thanks again to the Raven team. Century 21 Affiliated with residential, commercial, and investment properties. And they do it all for real estate. If you want to know just how much your home is worth, they provide free property consultations at TheRavenTeam.com.
That's the sound of sweet satisfaction from Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcakes. That's the sound of a bomb, which makes me crave amazing hot chocolate bombs from Joseph's. And that's the sound of your stomach when you didn't get macarons, bread, and more from Joseph's. Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcakes, 343 East Park Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Josephsweets.com. That's Joseph with an F. Josephsweets.com.
Hi,
Hi, this is Sherry from White Island. Just calling to wish Mabel Louise a very, very happy 100th birthday. Her life is so, has been such a blessing to so many, and God has used her to lift the hearts and spread His word to so many people. God bless her for many, many more years and always. I just wish her a very, very happy day. God bless you all. Merry Christmas.
Hello, this is Paul Palmquist calling from Cameron, Wisconsin. My wife and I wish Mabel Louise a 100th birthday. Very much, that's a very much milestone. And also, I have very much enjoyed the WWIB broadcast from since about 1986. It's even before that somewhat. It's so much enjoyable to hear so many of these programs still playing. Some of them have been eliminated since that time. But her and Warren so much established a very good ministry, now going into the 50th year of that. So thank you and God bless.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Thank you so much. That was so nice. And My goodness.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking time to call.
Miss Sherry in Whitehall and Paul up in Cameron. We have a couple of other folks that called out ahead of time, too, that will be sharing this time, too. Mabel Louise, we're just waiting for another phone call to light up. We had one in a moment, and then it was gone, and I don't know exactly. Maybe that was coming into the office or something else. Okay. But, yeah, the number is 715-723-2555. But you can also use 715-723-1037. And either way, we'll get the call, and we'd love to have you on the air to say hello to Mabel Louise here during this Christmas time. Your birthday is just, I hate to say this, but it's one of the darkest days of the year.
I know. Mabel Louise,
that sounds like something that your husband would have said and putting his foot in his mouth. We have so many fun times. Not all of them were recorded, but we do have something. And I can't share it right now because it's a little bit drawn out, but it is so funny.
Okay.
And Warren is on Country Sunshine with Fred and Rod.
Okay.
And it was so, so much fun. And had something to do with chickens. It started out with chickens.
Okay.
And Warren was just confessing he's just terrified of chickens all of his life because of watching the traumatic removal of a chicken head.
He never wanted to eat chicken.
He didn't even want to eat it.
No, he didn't want chicken because he said he watched them kill them.
I can understand that.
And he couldn't stand almost had accidents because he didn't want to kill a squirrel or a rabbit or something on the road because I don't want to kill anything, he'd say.
That is so great. Yeah. I love it. Well, we've got another caller with us. Good morning. You're with Mabel Louise.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mabel. This is Debbie. I started listening to you when I first moved to Wisconsin, and I was so alone, didn't have anybody here, and your voice and the way you carried yourself was just like a warm hug, and I so appreciate all that you did, coming
on
the air.
I'm so glad. If you were here, I'd give you a big hug.
Indeed.
Yes. Well, the Lord bless you. And I pray you'll have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, Debbie, for the call. Where are you calling from?
Durand.
From Durand. Oh, that's terrific.
Wonderful.
Well, Debbie, you're in some distance away. We had calls from all different directions on the compass, but kind of opposite direction from you was up in Fifield, north of Phillips. We have a caller we're going to share a little bit later, but thank you for listening in Durand. That sometimes can be a stretch, and I'm from kind of that area myself. I want to just say, Debbie, too, I don't know if you've met Mabel Louise, but I've talked with people different times that have confessed to me, I just can't believe that anybody could be so happy and so warm that way. And that was something I had to just come to them with, this amazing news that, yes, If you haven't met Mabel Louise in person, she would grab you and hug you. And she does. And she is that way. I mean, so there's just no other way to put it.
Maybe some people put something on. But I love people. I really do. It's from my heart.
Yeah. Some people project themselves when they're in public and when they're in, especially in a media type of thing. And I'm just honestly telling you the truth. I've known you so long, Mabel Louise. This is just who you are.
How many years?
I'm so glad that attracted you, Debbie.
Yep. When did you start working?
Well, as quite a blessing for so many people. And I'm just very grateful that you were on this earth for me.
Thank you.
I hope you have a really happy birthday.
Thank you so much,
Debbie.
What
could we do without our Jesus? It binds us all together.
And more calls coming in. Please, as you're calling, just stay with us. We'll take you one at a time as it comes on. Hi, you're with Mabel Louise.
Hi.
Okay.
And who's calling?
Lorraine Oswaldson from Ladysmith. I just wanted to God's blessings on your 100th birthday, Mabel Louise.
Oh, thank you, honey, for calling. That's so thoughtful. Thank you so much.
When you first came on the air, and from back in 19, you went on the air?
73.
And that's when I think you came to our farm and we planted some popcorn for you and that goes back a long time, Mabel.
Yes, it does. My bless your heart.
Amazing.
So many beautiful memories.
Thank you so much, Lorraine.
God
bless you. We'll take another caller here. Good morning. You're with Mabel Louise. Hello.
Hello.
I wonder if they just stepped from the phone there.
Hello.
It's McCutcheon's, I think. Hello. Well, maybe we'll have to move on to the next.
Okay.
Hello. Hi, you're with Mabel Louise.
Hi, Mabel Louise.
Who's calling?
Good morning. And who's calling?
Good morning. Deb McCutcheon from Menominee, Wisconsin.
Oh, hi, Deb. Bless you, honey.
Hi. I've been listening to you. My parents started listening back when you very first started.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in second grade. So we've enjoyed WWIB all these years, and I wanted to wish you a very happy 100th birthday. I know if my mom was still alive, she would be wishing you 100 happy birthday. So I just wanted to call in for her and myself.
Thank you. We just have loved you so much all these years. And I'll be visiting with your mother in heaven one of these days.
Well, thank you for calling from Menominee. How wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
All right.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Let's take another caller. And hello, you're with Mabel Louise. I think I recognize
the name.
Hi,
Peter Loken calling.
Peter Loken. There you go.
Hi, Pete. Bless you.
Hi, how are you? Happy birthday.
Oh, it is a happy day. I'm talking to wonderful listeners all across country. It's wonderful.
I think this is spectacular. It's great.
Well,
we're listening here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and really enjoying all these greetings.
I know. The Lord is good. And I know you enjoyed hearing from some of the staff that were around all through the years. So, yes.
Yes, we try to keep in touch. Do you know, I was looking up something, and it just kind of jumped into my mind. When did women get the right to vote? Do you realize it was only a couple of years before you were born that women in the United States got the right to vote?
Really? Wow.
Yes. So you have seen a tremendous amount.
So it's been 102 years, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Now, you and Warren were involved in the first Billy Graham crusade, weren't you?
Yes, we were. Yes.
In a good way.
Yeah. We knew Billy from Los Angeles. My husband was a song leader for Youth for Christ in downtown of Los Angeles. That's where we lived and had our ministry. And
yes.
Billy Graham spoke there often in the beginning days of his ministry. So we were kind of close, really.
Is fantastic. And I remember listening to an interview you did with Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Yes, I remember that. We met them.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
It was good.
Well, yeah. Tremendous.
So many great memories.
Yep.
While we're dropping names here,
we'll have lots to talk about in heaven.
Indeed, yes. But while we're dropping names, I remember somebody here. He was the voice of the At Home with Mabel Louise broadcast, introduced it every day.
Yep.
So he's a mythical figure for me. Yep. Never met him except, I think one time, Pete, you came into the studio here some years ago, just visiting. When were you on the air here?
Well, I was on at the beginning.
Yes.
I was working with Land O'Lakes in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, okay. as a production manager. And, you know, Warren and I had, I should back up, Warren came into a radio station I was working at, WAXX in Chippewa Falls. That's how I met him.
Okay.
He wanted to get a tape bulk erased. But then eventually the station started in 71, and I did the weekend shift. I slept overnight, and I signed it off and put it on the air the next morning.
Mm. Okay.
So from the inception, I was there with Warren and Mabel Louise, two fantastic servants of the Lord.
Yes. Yeah. What a blessing.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service
thank
in those
you
early days. And
yes.
Thank you
Amen.
For calling today. What a
it
treat
took,
that is.
It took us
yep.
all
yes.
to put it all
takes
together.
A team.
Just like now.
And it did.
It's taking the whole team.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well,
it was a team, definitely.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling, Peter.
And
what a treat.
The former
right.
Mabel Fisher, still
yep.
around. That is right. great.
That's right.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
And Gary right. Stewart, well, Gary Stewart hey, is with us.
Pete, I wanted to say hi to you. Thanks for calling today. Of course, Pete and I stay in touch through Facebook quite a bit.
Okay.
But I've been in their beautiful home down in Lancaster back a few years ago. And,
yeah, we
you
had
know,
a great time.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, you're talking about history and that. I told my wife the other day, now, you were in Washington, D.C., working next to the White House, of course, during the war effort.
Yeah.
And that was about a year, wasn't it, after the war had broken out?
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about my mom on December 7th. Mm. And, of course, you thought about, I was telling Kelly, I said, I was thinking about how chaotic it would have been in Washington, D.C. the day after, you know, that was on a Sunday, on Monday. And, of course, then you arrived, about a year after the war had effort had broken out, correct? Mm-hmm. Correct? Or were you there? You weren't there during the December 7th when we went to war, were you, Mom?
Oh, yeah.
You were there?
Well,
1941?
Working.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I thought about...
Yeah, you were still in Marshall, Missouri, I believe.
Well, maybe so.
Yeah. I think it was the next year you went after that. But still, the war effort was still going on.
Yeah.
And thinking about my mom and working in Washington, D.C. at that time for under FDR and so forth, that was kind of nostalgic
Indeed.
For me when I thought
Look
about
Look at the
that.
History. I mean, it's just amazing. And then you got